Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, we'll take some calls later in the hour. But we're continuing to preview the Big Ten tournament. So far, we've heard from Patrick Chambers of Penn State, Tom Crean of Indiana, Bo Ryan of Wisconsin, Fran McCaffrey of Iowa, Bruce Weber of Illinois, Tom Izzo of Michigan State, Bill Carmody of Northwestern, and Tubby Smith of Minnesota. Now, the winner of the Northwestern-Minnesota game on Thursday will then play against the number two seed in the tournament, Michigan, Friday night in the quarters in Indianapolis. John Beilein and Michigan getting a slice of the Big Ten title for the first time since 1986.
We had a great day yesterday. It was exciting for us to go on the road and get an always tough road win and then come back and watch two great teams battle it out and end up, when it was all said and done, with a share of a Big East title. So as everyone knows, it's such a revered honor. And as a result, we really proud to want it, proud to want it with the two teams that we are in, who are just quality programs with quality coaches. And now we move on to the tournament and hope we do the best we can in the tournament.
Yes, he did say Big East, but that's okay. That's just his roots showing there from all those years at West Virginia, which we understand. Now, the Big Ten tournament has its own format. You're not allowed to go in until the day before. So, in other words, you cannot be in Michigan, go in tomorrow, watch, scout the game, do whatever you want, and then play on Friday. Now, they'll be able to scout the game. I can tell you that because they'll be allowed to go in Thursday afternoon. But the Big Ten does not want you missing class time, that extra day. That's why this conference does not have a conference banquet or anything like that. They want you to miss as little class time as possible and treat it, that first game, like it's a regular season game, and he doesn't mind that approach at all.
No, not really. The Big East is similar. We don't have a shooter. Didn't have a shoot around the Big East. No, because it is. I've been part of those things where you have a bye and you're waiting around for 2 days to play. Wasn't comfortable with that. It's a little different. Indiana does a tremendous job with this. I have not been to Chicago. Does a tremendous job without doing that. So it's part, I think people have, we miss a lot of classes. To miss another day of classes before the tournament is something that's been discussed by our ADs and our faculty, and it works out. I think you'll enjoy the atmosphere there without the rah-rah in those first 2 days and the day before.
And what about the mentality of his team heading into the Big Ten tournament with an opportunity to win it all?
Well, I think that looking at our last two games here where we were on the road a great deal, we're going to have a mentality of just, you know, sticking to things, being persistent, having a right mental state because of everything that was at stake during that time when you're trying to be a champion. So going into now the next phase of trying to be a champion is going down and winning this tournament. So what we need to do right now is rest for a day or two, just physically, and then go into our regular two-day prep before two great opponents, either Minnesota or Northwestern, that have shown this year that they can play or beat anybody in the league. And we're going to have to be ready for that one and take it one game at a time.
Now for the final quadrant, and that is the late game on Thursday. It'll be about a 9 o'clock start, probably 9 o'clock start at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Purdue, they'll have their crowd there. They'll take on Nebraska, playing in its first ever Big Ten tournament. The winner gets Ohio State in the quarters Friday night at 9. The game between Nebraska and Purdue will be on ESPN2. The head coach of the Boilermakers, of course, is Matt Painter. Team played very well down the stretch despite that loss to Indiana on Sunday.
Well, I felt we had a tough loss yesterday, just had some great opportunities early in the game to knock down some shots and weren't able to, and then really struggled to guard Indiana. They got into a great rhythm, and we had some breakdowns, and then they knocked down shots and got into transition, got the crowd into it, and we really had a tough first half from a defensive standpoint. I thought we did a better job in the second half, but we just obviously dug ourselves too big of a hole. Thought we had a great win midweek for senior night. It was great for our seniors to go out at home with a victory. And thought all three of those guys have been great for our program. Three guys that are going to graduate here in the spring that have been very successful, and proud of those guys.
In fact, talking about Robbie Hummel, Lewis Jackson, and Ryan Smith, all three are starters. Hummel, of course, the star. Lewis Jackson, dynamic at the point with the quickness he has. Not a great outside shot, but can beat you with his defense and his quickness and his ability to dish off. And Ryan Smith, of course, the outstanding three-point shooter from the outside. What about the mindset that Purdue needs for this tournament?
You know, the Big Ten season is a grind, and, you know, you feel like you're prepared, but it's still, you know, you have to play well and you have to shoot well in those games. And you're going onto a neutral court, and there's no home court advantage now for the first time this year with a conference opponent. So take that how you will. You can't go into it thinking, you know, we got to win four games, even though you do. You just need to keep your focus, you know, on the opponent in front of you, and we know Nebraska's going to come in there and fight and compete, and hopefully we do the same.
Well, it's not it's a neutral court playing-wise, but it will not be a neutral crowd. It'll be a pro-Purdue crowd, and everybody knows it. But Matt Painter did allude to trying to win four games in 4 days. There are only four first-round byes: Michigan State, Ohio State, and, of course, Wisconsin. Everybody else, the other eight, are now charged with trying to win four games in 4 days. Penn State almost did it last year. Matt Painter says that they have to just go about their business.
Well, I think there's, you know, a lot of teams that feel if they can get through a round or two, that they can win it. You know, I think that's the issue of getting started and feeling good about yourself and getting a win underneath your belt. So, you know, we're just really focused, obviously, on Nebraska, but lost a couple games. When we won the tournament a couple years ago, we actually lost a couple games at the end of the year, and we're really down, and we were able to get going, and we had a 1-point first half in our opening game, and we just kind of built some momentum from there. We're able to win the tournament, so obviously you'd like to have to only win three games to do it from the outside looking in, and it's going to be difficult to win four games, but after you watch some of the things that have happened in postseason tournaments, especially with what UConn did last year, you know, winning five games and then turning around and winning six games to win it all, it shows you if you can get on the right roll, you know, crazy things can happen.
Crazy things indeed can happen, and Purdue certainly has the firepower, and I think they're a dangerous team in this tournament. I think it's a team that Ohio State does not want to match up with in the quarters, but they'll be forced to. On the other side of the bracket is Nebraska. While Purdue went 7-3 in their final 10 games, Nebraska was 1-7 in their final 8 games of the season. What really hurts for Doc Sadler is that this was a season they were pointing to. Four senior starters in this group came into Penn State, didn't play well, didn't look good, in my opinion. And it's not the season, in his sixth season, that he had hoped for and built for.
Well, again, as we've talked, I think in the last few weeks, obviously, I think our players and I know our coaches and fans have been disappointed in our season this year with the number of wins, but you know, the good news is, you know, when they put in the conference tournament, it always gave teams hope. And the one thing that my basketball team has done, even though we haven't been successful on the scoreboard, I think we've continued to play pretty hard. And, you know, it just takes a team to get hot. And as I've told our team, I don't know who it's going to be, but if you look at some of the conference tournaments already, like the Sun Belt, the two teams that won their league got beat in the first round. So somebody that didn't expect to go to the tournament's going to have a chance to do that now. So all we can do is prepare these next 3 days and give ourselves the best opportunity on Thursday night to play the best game we've played all season and see what happens. So, the reality the last couple of weeks we've known that probably this was going to be the only way we would have a chance to make the tournament. So it does give us a chance, and we're looking forward to coming to Indianapolis.
Although they have the four senior starters, they are four seniors that, you know, have been through a Big 12 tournament, not the Big 10. And it was a big task, by the way, for Nebraska to prepare for all new opponents. That's a big task, much bigger, I think, than people realize. Now, they've gone through the Big 12 tournament. The Big 12 tournament handles it like the NCAAs. You arrive 2 days ahead of time. Everybody gets a one-hour shoot around in the arena, and it's an open practice where all the fans can show up and watch each one of the one-hour shoot-arounds the day before the tournament begins. As I've already outlined, the Big Ten doesn't do that. You're not allowed to go in until the day before, and only the teams that play on day one get a 30-minute shoot-around in the building. And a couple, you know, the late game, for example, they'll skip it. Matt Painter, Doc Sadler, they'll skip the shoot-around because of the time that they're given, or checked at the early game. I mean, Illinois and Iowa will skip the shoot-around completely because it's too early a time for them. So it's a different format, and Doc Sadler's not all that sad about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, you know, Lee, I think we get 30 minutes. Probably won't end up taking it because it's so early in the morning. You know, if we would have maybe played earlier. But, you know, we was talking about this last night. A friend of mine who coaches that you know, Billy Glass, we was talking about that last night. You know, in high school and junior college, you just get on your bus and you go play. You know, we're so concerned now about it, man, are we going to get in the other opponent's facility, da-da-da-da-da-da, and how much does that really matter? But I kind of like this setup a lot better. Not that I don't like dealing with you guys, but, you know, at this point of the season, what can you ask and what can we tell you? And, you know, so we're just going to show up and go play and see what happens.
And also his team's mentality called into question. What is it at this stage?
You know, obviously the last couple of weeks we've pretty much known that the only chance that we've got to play in the NCAA tournament, which that was one of our goals this year, was to get hot in this tournament. And it gives us a chance to do that. And is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy. But at the same time, it does give us a chance. And, you know, at least now we know that pretty much it's you know, you don't win now. As I tell our guys all the time, the end is here. And so we have nothing to hold back on. Let's go give the best we can, see what happens.
That's Nebraska head coach Doc Sadler. Nebraska takes on Purdue in the nightcap at 9 o'clock on ESPN2 from Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The winner gets Ohio State. One more coach to go, the Buckeyes, Thad Matta. We'll hear from him on WKOK after this.
This is Hollywood, where you can celebrate the luck of the Irish Saturday, March 17th at Hollywood on the Roof, with $2 corned beef sandwiches and $2 draft beer from 5 to 8 p.m. Plus a live performance with Smooth Like Clyde starting at 8 p.m. Playing all your favorites from the 60s through today, including authentic Celtic songs in honor of St. Patrick's Day. It's all at Hollywood, where the stage is set and the whole cast is here. From the crowd-pleasing chefs in the kitchen to the movers and shakers on the dance floor, from the dealers directing the action to the blockbuster winners and breakout stars, here you've got the lead role, because there's no place like Hollywood Casino. Just minutes from Harrisburg and Hershey, take I-81 to exit 80. Must be 21 or older to enter the casino or attend concert. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-565-2112 for help.
Well, Walter's out here in Beaver Springs, and it's truck month at Beaver Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this new Ram 1500 Crew Cab with a free Ram Box. What do you carry in your Ram Box? Fishing rods? Firearms? No, in my case, the
beverage
of choice. There's room in the back for over 200 cans of
beverage
per side, plus ice and a ring of bologna. And in the cab, in the floorboards, even more cooler space for
beverage
or sandwiches. Plus, there's special compartments under the seat. And, of course, there's always the
beverage
holders built into the center console. Whether it's St. Patty's Day, July 4th, or that special holiday Gilly and me like to to call Thursday. You can always kick back and enjoy an ice-cold
beverage.
Plus, lease rates are as low as $299 per month with zero due at signing. And for you commercial guys, Ram is offering an additional $1,000 commercial bonus cash on all trucks. Beaver Motors between Seamless Grove and Lewistown on Route 522 in Beaver Springs or online at www.beavermotors.net.
Beaver Motors is not allowed to endorse any particular brand of soft drink.
Spring into great wireless savings at Simply Cellular, the area's only locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer located in Lewisburg and Shamokin Dam. Whether adding a smartphone to your current Verizon wireless plan or looking for new phone or wireless internet service, Simply Cellular is your low price, high service leader with over 14 years experience serving the Susquehanna Valley. As always, Simply Cellular will include a home charger, car charger, and phone book and photo transfer, a $50 value, absolutely free. Experience the locally owned advantage for yourself at Simply Cellular, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Route 15 next to CVS Pharmacy in Lewisburg. Call 523-3333. And routes 11 and 15 next to Pizza Hut, Shamokin Dam. 743-4500. Simply Cellular, simply the best. Open 7 days a week. And parents, enjoy our child safe play zone while you shop at Simply Cellular.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Mystery music for the mystery team of the tournament, Ohio State. Love the Gaga. Welcome back.
There's words I never thought I'd hear Steve Jones say. Love the Gaga.
Love the Gaga. All right. There we go. Hey, Bartlett's laughing. That's all that matters. All right. Now, the last game on Thursday is Purdue and Nebraska. The winner in the quarters on Friday at about 9 o'clock will get Ohio State. Buckeyes started out 21-3, looked to be the best of the bunch in the Big Ten, but then went through a stretch where they went 2-3 with a couple of tough losses at home, where they really, in the second half, were not very competitive against Michigan State. And then Jared Bergeron beat them with a three-point shot at Value City Arena. Then they bounced back last week with two dramatic wins, beating Northwestern at the buzzer in Evanston on a Jared Sullinger shot, and then Will Buford hit a fadeaway that was about as tough a shot as you're going to see anybody get. One of the reasons why I feel Buford's probably a 10-year NBA wing. He can hit that shot. Thad Matta feels his team is now primed and ready for the tournament.
Well, you know, we had a great week last week. In the conference with two road games, and comes down to really two final shots. We were fortunate to pull out two wins, and proud of our guys for sticking with it and putting ourselves in a great position. So we take a day off here and get back at it tomorrow, get ready for Friday night's game.
Will Buford hit that shot. The amazing thing about Buford is many people feel that when he's open, he's a good shooter. Everybody thinks he's really, really tough when he has somebody in his face. Well, that was the case on the game winner against Michigan State. Will Buford in the clutch with a hand in the face.
I honestly don't. And, you know, as I told you, you know, we chart every shot every player takes in the offseason, and we were astonished at his percentage. I don't know what it is. He's obviously the first player I've ever had that has that. Yeah, I haven't.
So he's something else. I think he's a heck of a player. I mean, I've ended up voting him second team all Big Ten, but I think he's going to make some serious paper in the NBA for many, many years. Ohio State has a chance to make some history. They have an opportunity to be the first school ever to win three consecutive Big Ten tournament championships.
That far ahead. I think this, Steve, you know, the one thing we've always done in going into these tournaments is you know, just really tried to take it one game at a time, because, you know, you won't know who you're playing until you get there. And it's just, hey, fellas, let's take it one game at a time. We win this game. We play at this time tomorrow, and if that happens, and, you know, we never talked about going in there and trying to win a conference championship. We've really stayed with the one game at a time approach.
So there you have it. The opening game on Thursday, 11:30. The 8-seed Iowa against the number 9-seed Illinois. The winner in the quarters gets number 1 Michigan State Friday. At 2 o'clock with a 1:30 airtime on WKOK, Indiana, the number 5 against 12-seeded Penn State. The winner gets 4th-seeded Wisconsin in the quarters on Friday. The 6:30 matchup on ESPN2, number 7 Northwestern against the 10-seed Minnesota. The winner gets 2nd-seeded Michigan in the quarters on Friday. And the 9 o'clock matchup on Thursday, number 6 Purdue taking on number 11 Nebraska, with the winner getting 3rd-seeded Ohio State in the quarters on Friday night. The opening two games, Indiana-Illinois and Penn State and Indiana. Iowa and Illinois and Penn State and Indiana will be on the Big Ten Network. And then the evening games on Thursday, Northwestern, Minnesota, and Purdue and Nebraska will be on ESPN2. So that is the preview. Kevin, that's all I have. You take her home. Why don't you put the stuff together that you wanted to talk about today?
Oh, that'll be great. I look forward to that. We'll do that in the next half hour.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Let's update the scoreboard for everybody. First of all, let's start out in the Big East tournament. 25 for Jeremy Lamb today as UConn beat DePaul 81-67. Also at the Garden, Pitt is now in the second half of their game, and Pitt is winning. They lead St. John 64-62. Ashton Gibbs had 15 first half points. He's added 5 more than that. He has 20 in the ball game, and Nasir Robinson has 13 so far in that one for Pitt. And again, they lead 64-52 over St. John's. They're at the under 4 at the Garden. In the MEAC tournament earlier today, Hampton was a winner over Morgan State 69-65. Howard advanced by beating North Carolina A&T 51-50. And the game that is currently underway at Lawrence Joel Coliseum, it is Maryland Eastern Shore leading North Carolina Central 16-15. That game is in the first half. Those are the games that are already either final or underway in conference tournaments today.
By the way, I wanted to tell you that Pittsburgh actually had a double-digit lead in that game, and St. John's has come back in that one.
It's still a double-digit lead.
Didn't you? I thought you said 64-62. Did I miss it?
No, 64-52.
Oh, 52. Okay, well, then that makes a big difference. Then forget what I just said.
And we have. Coming up later, Providence will take on Seton Hall. That is later. Also, Villanova will be in action against Rutgers. And a big one coming up tonight. The Ivy League Championship is on the line tonight. Princeton will take on Penn. If Penn wins, they force a one-game playoff with Harvard for the Ivy League Championship and the automatic bid. If Princeton wins, Harvard then gets the automatic bid. So that's the big one tonight in the Ivy League and how it all sets up. Detroit will take on Valparaiso a little bit later. San Diego State will be in action. And Dayton will take on George Washington. Those are just some of the other games being played. We've heard from all 12 coaches. We've heard Kevin Herb try to give the Pitt Seton Hall score, or the St. John score.
Well, it was a double-digit lead the last time I looked. It still is.
Sarah Bartlett, the voice of sanity, moments away. All right, let's open up those phone lines at 1-800-795-9565. So we tried to give you about as thorough a preview of the Big Ten tournament as we can by hearing from all 12 coaches and get a feel from each one as their matchups are on the horizon. You'll hear the Penn State-Indiana game here on WKOK with a 1:30 airtime on Thursday. 2 o'clock will be the tip-off from Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, 24-7, doubling their victory total from last year. in part because of Cody Zeller. Tim Frazier, by the way, did make first team All Big Ten. He made it on the media ballot. He was second team on the coaches, but he also made All Defensive Team in the Big Ten. And the Sportsmanship Award from Penn State goes to Billy Oliver. Update now, UConn won today, 25 from Jeremy Lamb, beat DePaul 81-67 at the Garden. Pitt now leads St. John's 69-56. Ashton Gibbs has 20 points so far. 20 points for Ashton Gibbs. So, there we go. I see you're playing with my Twitter account again.
What? No, I just posted the Steve Jones quote of the day.
I see.
Love the Gaga. By the way, Fran Fischer, you follow Fran Fischer as well. Fran tweets.
Yes. And Fran says, I do not love the Gaga.
Now, yeah. that would be a quote of the year for Fran to say, love the Gaga.
Oh, he would. No, I'm saying he's saying Steve Jones doesn't.
Oh, I see.
That's on his Twitter.
No. He was tweeting something about the five stories in the Pittsburgh Post Gazette, four Sandusky and one. It says old LLBB. That was what he was tweeting. But I think that would be funny though. I thought it was funny that Fran tweets and Steve doesn't. That's what I thought was funny.
Yes, Fran Fischer does tweet. He does. I do not. Not yet. I'm sure at some point we'll break down, because I know there's so many intriguing, great tweets out there from broadcasters.
Actually, you know,
media food bad.
No, there's a lot of great things that will come on Twitter feeds from different people that, as they're writing the story, a lot of them are reporters. As they're writing the story, we'll send it out there. I know you've got an early flight tomorrow, but can you stay awake for the entire program?
No, this Twitter stuff so intriguing. Yeah.
Wow, Fieldhouse looks great.
1-800-795.
Wow, basketball's inflated.
1-800-795-9565. You know, there would have been one great Twitter feed, though. There was a game not long ago, a college game, actually, where they started playing with the women's basketball, and nobody knew it for almost the entire
half. It happened at a Penn State game in Rec Hall in 1995.
Oh, this was earlier. This was more recent than that.
But... yeah, it was 1995. They put a women's basketball into the game. Pete Lisicki, they threw the ball to him. He looked at it right away, handed it back. He said, it's a woman's ball. They threw the ball out of the game. I mean, they never played a single second with the ball in the game, but they accidentally put a woman's ball in the game.
Oh, no, they actually played minutes with this game ball before they realized it.
Some guys were palming a basketball that never had before. That should have been a tip-off.
There's your clue.
1-800-795-9565, Dave in Sunbury. Dave, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Steve.
How's life, Dave?
Okay, I got one question for Kevin Herr. What exactly is he doing?
That's what I want to know as well. It's called kicking back, relaxing, and listening to Steve, just like you.
You're doing all that stuff for all those coaches and that. What was he supposed to be doing? Doing his old tweeting?
That's it. I'm just tweeting. I'm just tweeting stuff like Steve loves the Gaga.
He was playing on his iPad is what he was doing, Dave.
Yeah, and I understand why Fran Fischer would do it, because he's retired.
I could be, too.
Yeah.
You know, so some guys, you know, when they're working, it's supposed to back to be working.
Well, let's see. I'm working the entire time, Dave. That's why at the moment I don't have time to tweet. That's the reason why. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, well, then that's what I do for you.
For me, yes.
Yeah, I do that. Check your email. You know, I'm kind of like your personal assistant.
Huh?
I'm kind of like your show's personal assistant.
Great job setting up all the interviews. 1-800-795-9565. Northumberland's the next stop. Ron's the next caller. Ron, it is great to hear from you today. How are you?
I'm fine. I have a baseball question.
That's great. Go ahead.
Is there such a thing, or was there ever such a baseball picture pitcher that could throw right-handed and left or left-handed?
Yes.
A switch pitch.
Yes, there's been one. And actually, the State College Spikes actually had a pitcher on their roster that could throw with either one, and they said, no, no, you're just going to go with one. Okay, they actually had a pitcher on the roster for the State College Spikes in the last 6 years, and I think it was 2 years ago, that had the ability to pitch ambidextrous, and they looked at him and said, no, we're just going to keep you as a right-hander.
But not in professional ball, huh?
Not that I can think of in an actual game where somebody actually pitched them one side then the other. I can't recall that at all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my my eye doctor, his father played for one of the professional teams, and I thought I had heard one time, and they said about that there was a person that could do that. And he said, well, I never heard of that. I said, well, I heard of it. Well, who was the pitcher, he said. I said, well, I don't recall that. But okay.
Yeah, I don't either. But as I said, I know there's one guy in the Spikes that could do it, and they looked at him and said, not here. You're not going to do it here. We're not going to have you switch batters and then start pitching one way or the other.
Well, that'd be neat, though, if you could pitch one pitch with left hand and then throw the next one right-handed.
It's a statistical nightmare, though, because then you'd have to, then whoever's doing the stats has to note which pitch is left-handed and right-handed.
It's an equipment nightmare because you have to switch the glove.
That, too.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, just thought I'd ask.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Ron. Great to hear from you in Northumberland today. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Call in. I'd like to hear from everybody here in the open line segment of the show. Again, 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. So you get a kick out of the fact that I said, love the Gaga, did you?
I did. That was the best moment. That was the best moment for me.
The best moment of the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had some great interviews.
We have Tom Izzo on the show. To you, it's when I say love the Gaga.
Love the Gaga. That was the best moment of the show.
Thad Mata didn't light you up, but that did.
Let's see. I did a quick search and on the last question, and Greg Harris, at one point of the Expos, is best known for having pitched using both arms in a single game.
Okay. Greg Harris.
Yeah. Now, that's of course... on several sites on the internet, so do you take that with a grain of salt? But it's not like the baseball encyclopedia.
It's believable.
But you would have to have two separate sets of statistics then, because every time when you throw one right-handed, your pitch count would be probably have to be different. Your WHIP would be different. Your ERA would be different because you'd have a right-handed ERA and a left-handed ERA. That'd be a nightmare for the scorekeeper.
You think too much.
Well, somebody has to keep score, and these are the fun stats that somebody
same
would have to
dude,
do.
Same dude, same innings, same hits given up, same strikeouts.
Okay. Well, now that's a little different though when you look at it from a different sport now. From the sport from a bowling sport, you'd actually have to carry two different averages. You have to carry a left-handed average and a right-handed average.
That ought to jumpstart some calls. 1-800-795-9565.
You didn't know that when the show started, though, did you?
No, I was really concentrating on all these things I had to do here. Great job in the Tubby Smith interview, by the way. 1-800-795-9565 is our number as we have the phone lines open between now and the top of the hour. Top of the hour, we'll have CBS News and then Sarah Bartlett. So let's go to Brian, who's on the road, hopefully with a hands-free device. Hi, Brian.
It's not totally hands-free, but response to the guy with the question about baseball. I don't remember all the specifics, but there was a professional player who had a six-fingered glove, and he used it on both hands, hit from both sides of the plate, and I believe there's actually a rule in baseball now that says when you approach the plate as a batter, you have to choose one side or the other and stay on that side, because this guy was pitching and was using either hand, and a switch hitter came up. So So he put the glove on his left hand to throw right, and the guy would bat left-handed. And
I remember this.
Right hand to throw left, and the guy would move to the right side. And he just kept going back and forth until the umpire finally just said, you have to keep it on one hand. So I guess in the offseason, Major League Baseball said, well, we'll make a rule, and this is what it's going
to
be.
And, Brian, I don't know if this is the time you're referring to, but September 28th, 95, the Reds defeat the Expos by a score of 9-7 with the Expos reliever Greg Harris pitching the ninth ambidextrously. The Reds didn't score against him, faced two with his normal right arm, then two with his left. After Harris retired Reggie Sanders on a grounder, Alou permitted him to do what he had wanted to try for 10 years. Following a wild lefty toss to the backstop, he walks Hal Morris, remained as a southpaw, threw another batter, and just got kind of crazy from there. But the glove has six fingers to it, as you were talking about.
So Greg Harris. So Ron in Northumberland, we have your answer, babe. They have Greg Harris, and then Brian does a great job of adding to the story.
Well, I tried.
Well done. You did great there. I like it. I like it, Brian. Way to go in there. So you're on the road right now, huh?
I'm on the road. Headed home.
Headed home. All right. Where's home?
Lewisburg.
Good.
Well, the good news is
to Lewisburg.
Yep, the good news is you can still text for one more day before you get pulled over.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin, I'm just glad he called. Don't encourage that.
I would never do such a thing. So
That's because, Brian, you're a man of standards. I like that.
Absolutely. All right. Have a good one, guys.
You have a great one, too. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Steve Jones Show continues with Kevin Herr in tow and the incomparable Sarah Bartlett at the top of the hour in WKOK.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
When you think about better water, think bath time and how nothing helps you unwind like a long, hot soak in the tub. Think incredibly soft, smooth skin, the way better water leaves you feeling wash after wash. Think warm, fluffy bath towels and bathrobes that wear like a hug. When you think about better water, think Kinetico conditioned water. Water that has been rid of hardness-causing minerals. Kinetico water softeners work like no other, supplying a continuous flow of luxuriously soft water without disruption and without use of electricity. After all, better water flows from better thinking.
Purchase a whole house Kinetico water conditioner and receive a free drinking water system valued at $250. That's Tri-County Water, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer on Route 11 outside of Northumberland. Online at Kinetico.com.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, what are you?
I'm a senior master technician.
You've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change. It is an oil change, right?
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
Please proceed.
Well, it includes a brake inspection, belt and hoses check, checking your cabin filter, your air filter, tire rotation, battery test, top off all the fluids, and a multi-point inspection with a detailed report card.
All right, it certainly seems comprehensive, this works thing. What doesn't it include?
Well, that list is probably very short.
Glove compartment. You check that?
We try to stay out of your glove box.
What about my antenna?
Come see the experts at your local Ford dealer for a great value on routine service. The Works Fuel Saver Package covers everything you need for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate. Stop by today.
If we were to sum up, you'd say the Works Fuel Saver Package includes pretty much everything for one low price.
It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
+1 800 795 9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Pitt won today as Pitt defeated St. John 73-59 to advance at the Garden at the Big East Tournament. Jeremy Lamb at 25 today. UConn beat DePaul 81-67. So once again, the UConn winning streak in the Garden continues as they advance to the next round. Princeton plays Penn tonight. If Penn wins, they force a one-game playoff with Harvard for the automatic bid in the Ivy League Championship. If Princeton wins, Harvard's in the tournament. And don't forget, tomorrow night, make sure it is sold out and not a seat available in Lewisburg when Bucknell takes on Lehigh for the Patriot title. That is tomorrow.
And that is officially sold out, by the way.
Yeah, I'm saying make sure you're there.
Make sure
don't
you're there.
Do not take your ticket for granted. And get yourself in there for that one because Bucknell's playing for the NCAAs. Lehigh is a good-looking team. There'll be a threat. It'll be a heck of a game, and it'll be exciting. I can't wait to watch it. I'll be watching it from Indianapolis, but I cannot wait to watch that game tomorrow night. And our best of Bucknell in that one. That should be an exciting game and a great atmosphere for that game as well.
And hopefully everything goes well that Dave Paulson's able to join us then on Friday.
Yes, and then we'll have Dave Paulson on Friday, and we're looking forward to having Dave on Friday's show following a Bucknell win.
And we'll try and get Mike Muscala as well. We're in the works on that, depending on the practice schedule next week.
Well, of course. I mean, I know they have to practice at some point, but
right.
I mean, really. I mean, this is the Steve Jones show.
It is.
I mean, really. I mean, come on. I mean, this is, what a break for the kid.
No.
1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
Now, you said earlier this week that because they won the league, now they're going to go to the NIT no matter what. Is that did I understand that correctly when you were?
I believe they get an automatic bid when you're the regular season champ,
and that's what I'd thought as well. But obviously, that it's nice to know you at least have one more game about it if you get to the if you have that win for the league championship. So I'll have to research that a little further to make sure.
Well, you want to be in the big one, okay?
Sure.
They have an opportunity on their home floor to play. To get back to the NCAA tournament, it is a big game. In fact, Kevin says he's in search of a poll question, and here is the poll question.
Okay.
What do you find more exciting, championship week or the NCAA tournament? Which one is more exciting to you? Championship week with these win-it and in-it games versus the NCAA tournament? Survive in advance, one and done. Which one actually has more excitement to you, championship week or the NCAA tournament? That's the Kevin Herr poll question of the day.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Well done. I thought you did a great job coming up with it.
Thanks. I try and do my part. I'm doing some research now.
Research?
Yeah. I'm trying to find the answer if that's an automatic NIT bid.
I believe it is. I think if you're a conference regular season champion, it's an automatic bid.
I'm not doubting you. I've learned that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So, now that wouldn't happen with the BCS conferences. I mean, the regular season champion already has enough wins probably to already get into the tournament as an at-large. This is to protect the mid-major conferences or for example, the Patriot League.
Right, right.
A reward for the regular season.
Which you know, there usually isn't much one.
You're looking it up. I know you are. I know you're looking it up. It's very important for you.
I'm at the Northeast Conference. Hang on. I'm getting there. At the moment, looking at bracketology for the NIT, there is none listed as likely, and the bubble would be Lehigh.
Okay.
I don't know if that's correct or not, but we'll go with that for the moment.
Well, there would not be bracketology for the NIT yet.
You wouldn't think so. But, you know, somebody's going to get paid to do this. Somebody somewhere has to get paid on one of these.
Oh, there is NIT bracketology. There is NIT bracketology. But that's next week. There actually is NIT bracketology. Okay?
I didn't even know it existed.
You didn't?
No, I didn't know the bracketology for the NIT existed.
My man, I have done 29 NIT games in my career. I believe I lead America in NIT broadcasts, and I believe I lead America in NIT Final Fours.
That's
five of those along the way. There is incredible value, okay, to playing in the NIT. Incredible value to it. Now, for a team that just misses out in the tournament and the heartbreak of it, yeah, it's hard. I remember when Penn State was in three years ago, the 2009 tournament. I said to Dick Girardi before we went on the air, I said, Penn State wins tonight, they'll win the tournament. He said, "Geez, I can see that, but why do you say that?" I said, because they're the best team in this field. I said, they just need to be mentally engaged in the tournament. And that the only way you can do that is to get yourself, you know, obviously when you win, then you're, they said, as soon as you win, you're mentally engaged in the tournament. And that is all they needed. After that, I knew they would not lose. They never trailed against Rhode Island, didn't trail in the second half at Florida, never once trailed against Notre Dame. Once they got the lead on Baylor, they put them away as well. They were the best team in the tournament. But you have to become mentally engaged in it to get there, which means that first game is pivotal because George Mason was absolutely motivated to win the first game to try and come up, beat Penn State, beat a Big Ten school. You know, Taylor Battle hits that three-point shot, then Penn State does the job in overtime, and then after that, they were the best team in the tournament.
Well, you know, we were talking about during the break, I love the way Patrick Chambers was talking to you about the way they're going to approach the tournament. It's like, listen, we know what's going on. We're not, you know, we realize that we've got a couple of players that would be a big help that aren't available to us. So we're going to go out there and play like we have nothing to lose because we don't. That's the way you got to go into this, not only this game, but this whole tournament.
Well, Patrick Chambers will join us on the Penn State basketball show 1 hour from now. The following teams are automatic qualifiers for the 2012 NIT field by virtue of winning their conference regular season championships or failing to win the conference tournament.
I just got it, too.
Okay. So far, Iona is in, Wichita State, Middle Tennessee, Oral Roberts, and Drexel. Okay, there are automatic. If they don't get picked for the NCAA, they're already in.
And Doug Birdsong does confirm that the Patriot League season champ does go automatically into the NIT.
Thank you, Doug, for confirming what I've said for weeks. But I appreciate the backup of Doug on this because obviously you were unprepared for the moment.
I was. I was completely unprepared. I'll do better.
Doug, thank you. Doug, anytime you want to come over and co-host, I'd appreciate it.
Thursday's show, I'll be absolutely perfect. I promise.
I thought the first hour and a half you were on your game.
I knew you would.
I mean, really. I mean, you were registering maybe 60 on the slow gun.
Woo!
Well, that was a great comment. Sarah Bartlett following CBS News at the top of the hour. Kyle, great job. And also Doug Birdsong, thanks for letting us know.
Hi, I'm Michael Smirkanish, and you're listening to News.